Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Diva Strategies for Success, where I get to bring you some dynamite guests all the time. And today I have a fabulous guest. Her name is Melissa Klein. She's a mind-body wellness coach and neuro-linguistic practitioner. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Melissa has been trained as a neuro-linguistic practitioner to support her clients and audience to understand how to reprogram their minds to get the results they truly seek. With certification hours in NLP, time technique, emotional freedom technique, and life and success coaching, Melissa's work surpasses just the body, but encompasses the mind as well. She is a national orator, speaker, and expert in communications with her master's from the Northwestern University. Melissa has trained with world-renowned teachers such as Toya Smolensky of Moscow, Russia, and Reese Evans of Toronto, Canada. With her belief in God, love for people, and calling for her community to return to a diet and life of wellness, she works tirelessly to bless and inspire women on a global level with the holistic principles that start right at home. Her international podcast, The Healing Room, can be heard across the globe. Her audience tunes in from Kenya to Sweden, from Brazil to the United Kingdom, and right at home, the USA. Hosted from Los Angeles, California, The Healing Room uses meditation and mindset beliefs to reduce stress, inspire faith, and promote a life of wholeness. As a two-time Poetry State champion with a diverse repertoire of spoken and word poetry, Melissa can often be found infusing her poetry onto the podcast, bringing a unique and creative healing experience to her audience. Whether promoting a healthy gut, body, or mind, Melissa's mission is to inspire wellness into the life of women globally. Welcome, Melissa. I am so thrilled to have you on the show today. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much for that wonderful, wonderful introduction, Robbie. And thank you so much for having me on this incredible show. I am so excited for this time with you today.
Well, I'm so excited, and I'm excited for our listeners to learn more. I want to know, how do you define wellness as a woman?
That's a great question, especially during now, during the 2020 pandemic that we're in. I think for me, wellness, when we think about it in a mind-body perspective, it's so good to see wellness as a vision of balance, right? So, of course, you know, when it comes to sickness or, you know, we want to go to our doctor for that, right? We want to get our daily checkup. But when it comes to mind-body wellness, I think of it as having a vision for balance in your life. And so it's not about perfect. It's not about, but whether you're an empty nester or you've got children in your home or you're a corporate professional, whatever season of life you're in, having a clear vision of balance. And as long as that vision, Robbie, is right before your eyes, I really feel that women are headed in the right direction.
That's great. What are two ways to decrease stress in the body or mind? So many people are stressed now, so this is such a great topic to discuss.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. As stress is, one, I think it's really good to just think about stress, just the way you said it, Robbie, in the body and the mind. Stress is not just limited to our emotions, but stress can get in the core of our system physically. And so one way I find to decrease stress is to think about rest, not just in a way of sleeping at night, right? Getting in those hours of sleep at night, but considering rest in a way of what do you do that's not your constructive work? And for some people, that could be meditation. That can be a form of rest. For some people, that can be coloring or painting. For some people, for me, Robbie, I love to garden. And so I encourage women to take time for rest because that helps to kind of really infuse the body and the mind with just relaxation. And so rest does not have to be sleep. So that's one amazing way to decrease stress. And another one I would say for the body, and I teach 10 holistic principles, and one of them, holistic principle number 9, is digest your detox daily. And so I'm a huge, huge advocate on women using natural herbs that are placed in our garden, right, our global garden, and infusing the body with herbs, if you can, almost on a daily basis. I find that the more I'm able to detox and the more I see people I work with detoxing and feeling like I have proper digestion, proper flow, then you're able to sleep better. You're able to breathe better. When you're at your desk and you're working but you feel nourished, you're able to work better. And so I would definitely say holistic principle number 9, digest your detox daily. That can really decrease stress exponentially. I couldn't stress that more. That can decrease so much stress when you're really infusing your body with good things daily.
That's good. Access to gyms, yoga retreats, and churches are limited now. What are the ways you work to stay balanced mentally and physically?
Oh, wow. That is a great, 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 great question. And I think that's something that a lot of people really are facing right now, with gyms being closed or just not feeling like it's safe to really go into their place of worship or go on those meditation retreats that they're used to. And so one of the things that I feel is great is just to see balance outside of these things, right? Because there were times where we could never go to the gym because gyms didn't exist, right? And so what is at the core of what you're doing, even though you may not have access to it? So with the yoga retreat, at the core of it might be meditation and community. And so on a mental mental concept of that, that could be, you know, are you engaging with the loved ones that really matter to you? Are you still taking time for whatever practice that is? If you're not even able to go to your place of worship or your church, you know, what is at the core of what you believe that's about? Is it community? Is it sharing your faith with others? And so getting to the core principle of that, that can actually be a beautiful time to create even more intimate connections with people. What does it look like to have a Bible study that's not full with 50 people and you're in your worship service? What does it look like to, you know, have a call with 3 women where you discuss a topic that's important? And so I think getting to the core of what is in these institutions and keeping that even while we're at home is so important. And then on a physical standpoint, movement is so, it's so underrated, Robbie. I think movement is so underrated. I think we've put kind of like our gym workouts and the physical physique on such a high platform that we forget the importance of everyday movement, whether that's stretching in the morning and getting a complete range of motion, or whether that's, you know, doing your yoga or going for that walk with that neighbor or with your spouse or with that friend, getting in your garden. And so I think this is a really wonderful time to kind of get back to some of those things that maybe we never had time for, you know, just a few months ago.
No, that's true. Can you share 5 of the 10 holistic principles you teach and why they are important to know?
Absolutely. I have 10 holistic principles that I teach that are just truly life-changing for the body and for the mind, whether you're dealing with stress in the mind or you're dealing with stress in the gut and wanting to lose weight or just feel better in your body. And so One of the big ones is holistic principle number one, and that's something is always something, everything counts. Something is always something, everything counts. And I think this is so perfect for this time that we're in right now. It encourages us to take inspired action. Sometimes we get these little thoughts in our mind of, you know, maybe I'll drink water today instead of the soda. But we count it out because maybe we think, oh, well, I've already drank one soda today. It won't really matter. Or, oh, I really would love to do some movement today, but I don't have a full hour to do it. I only have 15 minutes and that's not enough. And so sometimes we discount what we define as little or insignificant, but it's not. It's add up. It adds up. And I'm a testament to that. And when the pandemic started, I did a 10-minute workout, 5 days a week, and people thought I was crazy. They said 10 minutes wouldn't do anything, but it did amazing things for my life. Holistic principle number two is rest restores the body and the belly. I really encourage this for women and their wellness, which is taking rest for your body, right? Just having that self-care time, sleeping, but also rest is for the belly too. And so I won't go too deep into this principle because it really has to be broken down. But there is a way that you can give your belly rest where it's not constantly trying to digest, constantly trying to process, constantly in work and in action. And so if you've never given your belly rest, you really want to consider what that would look like. And I'm not talking about fasting or anything like that, but the belly also deserves rest. Holistic principle number three is movement is medicinal. And so to me, this is really great, Robbie, because it takes out this belief that you have to be in the gym 2 and 3 and 4 hours a day. Like, that's not for everyone. And I will say, even for me, it's not for me, and I believe in wellness. And so movement helps with circulation, digestion, flexibility, that range of motion that we talked about earlier. And so whether you're 16 or you're 166, movement helps all of our bodies. And so I find that that is really key. It doesn't matter what you're doing, if you're working a full schedule or you're working overtime, make sure you get that movement in because it helps in so many different areas outside of just the external physique and fitness. Holistic principle number six, I'll just skip around a bit, is sweat the mind, body, stress. And we kind of talked about that a little bit already, but I really want to demystify that stress is just emotional, right? Stress can be mental. It can be physical. Stress has the ability to go deep into our core systems. And so for those corporate women professionals and those business owners, Robbie, I know you have a business and you do so many incredible things. And so a lot of times, even myself, I have a business, I get very busy. And so I think culturally, just here in America and abroad, actually, we really want to rethink stress as this badge of honor. Sometimes people talk about, oh, I worked all day and I worked all night from, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. And we wear it like a badge of honor. But I would like to just give the insight that stress leaves little room for insight in your work, right? Stress has this ability to say, I'm done. I can't do anymore. I want to stop. And so if you're an entrepreneur or you're a business owner, that insight, and by insight, I mean those new ideas, that strategy, that innovation, that next level you want to take your company, it requires a certain level of space in your brain. And so if you can decrease stress, you actually have more room for innovation. And then the last one I'll share that is one of my absolute favorite is holistic principle number seven, and that is the Sabbath is sacred. The Sabbath is sacred. And that's this old ancient principle people of faith are probably very familiar with. But even now in 2020, no matter your faith, whether you're agnostic or whatever the case is, a lot of people are using some of these old ancient principles to become higher performers. So we're seeing it across the board, these old tactics of that were used long ago. People are just using them across the board. And one of them I think that deserves a lot of light is the Sabbath. And I can say for sure, when a woman just decides to take one day out of the week where she completely dedicates that day to resting herself, that's resting, that's taking time to breathe, that's taking time to think, can be so absolutely transformational. One thing that that does, Robbie, is I tell people, try it for 1 month. And what happens is the body gets on this schedule, this pattern, that on the seventh day of every week or whenever you take it, I get to really relax. And during this, when I take my Sabbath, during that time, new ideas come to me. Sometimes I've had a conversation with someone weeks ago that maybe mentioned an incredible opportunity to me, and I completely forgot about them and completely forgot to call them. And that thought, that idea, that concept comes back to me while I'm taking the Sabbath. So it can be so transformational to really allow your body to have a scheduled day where it doesn't work. And so I always say, give it a try. Try it for 1 month. See if you like it. And everyone I know who says that they try it, they say, I'm doing this for the rest of my life. So it's a pretty incredible one.
That's great. Corporate professionals and business owners often have a very full schedule, as you said. What are the ways for women to incorporate mindfulness even with a busy schedule?
Absolutely. I think one way to incorporate mindfulness, you know, especially when you have an extraordinarily busy schedule, is to just take time throughout your day to check in with yourself. This might seem like a very simple, idea, but when you're really, really busy and you're constantly moving so fast, to actually slow down for 3 minutes and check in with yourself can really reset your energy level. For some people, that can be just taking a moment to breathe while they're in their work chair. For some people, that could be, you know, getting up from the desk for 3 minutes and letting some sunlight on your face. Just that small bit of mindfulness throughout the day can truly change a hectic or stressful day into something just a little bit more easier.
That's amazing. Your podcast, The Healing Room, focuses on healing. Why is healing so important, especially in 2020?
Yeah, thank you so much for mentioning the podcast. We've been on that we hit our 90th episode 2 weeks ago. So it's been about 2 years now, and it's been an extraordinary journey. And I would say one of the things healing is so important is just if we don't evolve internally, then whatever we're producing externally will lack that evolvement. So healing really takes a deep introspection. And in 2020, when we have all of these different signs happening, all of these different changes in our environment, all of these different, new lifestyles and quarantines, it's so important that as we, especially as business owners and corporate professionals, as we start to produce different products or services or different ideas, that we first internally, before we externally, do that inner work that we need to do. And so when we are better people, we create better families, and we develop better communities. And so that's what's really kind of pushed me to keep going with The Healing Room. We've increased our audience in Kenya now. We're international, so we have a following in Sweden and here throughout the United States, and it's hosted in LA. And one of the things that just pushes me to do it is because I don't think healing is talked about enough and actually advocated for, that people actually slow down and just take that 30 minutes, that 45 minutes, and kind of deal with whatever happened in the past or deal with whatever they're working with internally. And I think when we're healthier internally, what we're doing externally with each other is just so much, it's just so much easier, so much more healthy. That's a great question.
How often do you meditate, and can you share more about that?
Yeah, so actually now that we are now that we are in quarantine, I probably meditate 50% more than I did before. So sometimes I will meditate for as long as 2 hours. But on a daily basis, I try to get about at least 35 minutes in. And meditation is becoming more and more popular. And a lot of times people ask me, you know, what do you think about meditation? Why should I, you know, what should I do? And I always just go down to the simplest thing, which is taking time to clear your mind, be centered, right? That is priceless. So there are all these different styles of meditation, different music you can play, different positions you can sit or stand or lie down in. But the simplest way to start really is just taking time to be silent and to be okay with being in the quietness and being centered with yourself. And it's, I find that any form of grounding like that during such a very unique, I'll call it that, Robbie, a very unique season that we're in. Being able to ground, even if it's only 10 minutes or 15 minutes a day, it can be very transformational for your mind and I would say for the body too.
That's great. You work with women who experience stress mentally and physically. What's the number one area you see women neglecting when it comes to stress?
Oh, wow. I would say the number one area is not believing that it's valuable or that it exists. And I say that because, you know, our culture is always changing, but, you know, there are these ideals sometimes that are perpetuated on women that I kind of want to demystify a bit. The thought that, you know, you have to be busy, you have to, whether you're caring for children or you're running multiple businesses or you're a corporate professional, you know, we're told that we are supposed to be superheroes all the time, 24/7. And so the biggest neglect is pretending like the stress isn't there or that it doesn't exist. And what happens when you pretend that that stress isn't there, when you pretend that that physical stress isn't there, that mental stress isn't there, it takes root on its own and it creates a mind of its own and it can actually morph into different health conditions. It can morph into different even mental conditions. And so acknowledging it and acknowledging if it's affecting you, it's valuable. Oh my gosh, that's so transformational. And so I would say never neglect that it exists or pretend that it isn't valuable or it doesn't have weight in your life. Because the more we pretend it's not really there, the more it can grow and fester. And so that's really, really, really important, especially for 2020 and what we're dealing with now. It's so important.
How can people reach out to you for questions or to inquire about your services, and tell us a little bit about the services that you offer?
Absolutely. So people can reach out to me at mindbodyministries.org. So that's mindbodyministries, I-E-S, ministries.org. And one of the services that I'm offering is a program called 10 for 10. And it's 10 holistic principles I feel every woman must know, especially women of faith must know, for that proper gut health, for weight loss, and for complete and utter stress relief. And so you can hop on my website. I have a free webinar training that's coming up where I actually will be breaking down all 10 holistic principles. And so all you have to do is register on my site and you will get that free virtual ticket. I think every woman needs to know about these holistic principles, and especially because we're in this culture that says, like, you have to do all of these things and be all these things. And so to actually take time and say, hey, you know, what do I need for me? What is going to make me feel better, breathe better, you know, speak better, sleep better, you know, acknowledging like these things are actually important, Taking time for that alone is transformational. So you can sign up for that. It's called 10 for 10. And each one of these holistic principles shows you how to lose 1 pound each, actually. So if you want to lose weight, it's also very beneficial for that. And I use all of these holistic principles almost every day of my life. So that has been really incredible. And I do not go to the gym 2 and 3 hours a day. It's just not me. In the webinar training, I break down each and every principle, why it's important. And one of the big things that I like to say, Robbie, is just sometimes we neglect ourselves so much that we really have to take that time to tend our garden, right? And what I mean by that is just our body and our mind. I want to encourage women to take permission to take care of yourself, especially if if you're an empty nester now, or if you've gone through your career and you've gone through maybe 3 or 4 different careers, and maybe you've always taken care of other people. I find that to be one of the through lines of people that I work with and talk with. It's okay to take some time for you. So it doesn't matter what season of life that you're in, everyone should be able to tend their garden. I also have a green smoothie gut detox. So it's all based around holistic principle number 9, which I mentioned earlier, digest your detox daily. And so for any woman who says, that's really interesting to me, like, what would it look like for me to know how to detox? I have a recipe where you can make the detox right at home. So I'm a huge advocate for understanding herbs and being in control of what you put in your body, right? So you're not going to find this detox at Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig or some Beet Cleanse website. I give you the recipe and show you how to make it in your own home, and you can make it for the rest of your life and begin to incorporate other herbs in it. And so that is really transformational, because I'm really big on putting the power back to women. A lot of times people want us to subscribe to things for the rest of our lives. What does it look like to know how to make the detox right at home for you to use it for yourself, for your family, and just to feel good knowing that you're caring for yourself? So you can also find more information on the detox at mindbodyministries.org as well.
We've got about 2 minutes. So is there one last thing you think your work in mind, body, wellness has revealed to you that you'd like to share?
Wow, great question. One of the biggest things that my work, especially just the time of research and study in neurolinguistics, is that a theme that comes up a lot with women especially is worthiness. And though we may not know that's what we're dealing with, but worthiness is so important and so key. If you don't feel like you're worthy enough to take care of yourself, if you feel like someone else is worth more, it's easy to dedicate all of your time, all of your hours to some other thing, some other person. And so when we start to kind of peel back the layers of the onion, and I love what you say, Robbie, you have to show up, it's about showing up. And so I think it's kind of, in some ways, like in alignment with that of, you have to believe that you're worth showing up for, and you have to believe that your mind, your body, your needs, your desires are valuable enough where you can literally put certain things to the side and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to spend the next hour today focusing.
Melissa,
just
we're almost
on
out of
me.
We're like out of time. So I'm sure we could share a lot more, but I want to just thank you so much for being my guest today. Everything was fabulous. People are going to learn a lot from this. And give them your website real quickly before we sign off.
Thank you so much. It's mindbodyministries.org.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now.